Okay, so my name is Ben Strauss. I am a GIS analyst with the Children's Environmental Health Initiative. We're a research, education, and outreach group, and we're based in Houston, Texas at Rice University. And this presentation is actually about some data from North Carolina. We used to be based at Duke University in North Carolina, and so we still have a lot of data there. So this is a presentation with my co-authors on clustering of hospital readmission rates in the North Carolina Triangle area. And the Triangle area, for those of you who don't know, is the area between the three universities in North Carolina, Duke, UNC, and NC State, so Orange, Durham, and Wake counties. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the impetus behind this project is, Duke University Medical Center is the largest provider of healthcare in the Triangle region in North Carolina. It's a huge academic and research medical center, and like most medical centers in the country, there's an issue with readmissions. Nationwide, about 13% of all hospitalizations result in a readmission that's really preventable within the first 30 days. CMS now has policies that reduce payments to hospitals that have large numbers of readmissions, so there's a big emphasis these days on trying to reduce readmissions among various medical centers. And since we are a geospatial shop, we do spatial analysis for most of, or if not all, of our research projects. We're interested in looking at neighborhood characteristics that may influence readmission rates. So if a patient is living in an area of high socioeconomic disparity, does that affect that patient's chance of being readmitted to the hospital within 30 days? So our medical data, our EHR data, comes from Duke University Medical Center. They have a data repository called the Decision Support Repository that contains all EHR data for any patient seen at Duke University Medical Center, either in one of the two hospitals in Durham County, which are Durham Regional and Duke University Hospitals, or the hospital in Wake County, which is Durham or Duke Raleigh Hospital. And there's also many clinics throughout the area. So all that EHR data gets bundled together in the DSR, the Decision Support Repository, and we collect that data, geocode that data. We have a pretty good geocoding match rate, and actually starting about 2 years ago, every new address that gets put in the DSR nightly gets automatically geocoded. So then we pulled out just residents of Durham, Orange, and Wake counties, the Triangle region, covering the period of 2007 to 2011 for this analysis. We just designated index hospitalization as those not preceded by a previous admission or discharged 60 days prior. And then we wanted some indicator for what kind of medical issue this person was being admitted or readmitted for. And so instead of using individual ICD-9 or 10 codes, we clustered ICD codes together into these general groups. And I won't list them all off, but they're there for you to read. So this is a lot of data, but our basic analyses were we did summary statistics just with basic chi-squared analysis. We then did logistical regression. And finally, the spatial method that we used was what's called an ICAR analysis. That's an intrinsic conditional autoregressive analysis. And what that does is we use block group as our level of analysis, census block group. And so census block groups that are adjacent to each other borrow strength and also error from each other in this kind of spatial regression. So there's a lot of results here. These are the summary statistics for patients with no readmission and admissions. The basic takeaway here is that patients with less insurance or less good insurance were readmitted more often, and also older patients were readmitted more often. These are some odds ratios from the logistic regression that we looked at. And the first column here is an unadjusted odds ratio, and the second is adjusted odds ratios. And there wasn't too much change between the unadjusted and the adjusted odds ratios, except for in the case of distance to hospital. We looked at how far patients lived from the hospital that they were actually admitted to, and that seemed to have an effect. So looking at some some maps here. This is a map of, so from left to right, that's Orange, Durham, and then Wake County is the largest one there. And looking at where locations of the hospitals here is actually fairly important. So in Durham County, which is the middle county there, there are two hospitals. One is Duke University Hospital, which is right about here, and the other one is Durham Regional Hospital, which is up here. And then there's also a hospital in Raleigh, Durham-Raleigh, right about here. There's actually no Duke-affiliated hospital in Orange County. There are clinics in Orange County, but there are other medical centers. It's important to note, for all these analyses, there are other medical centers, both in Orange County. There's UNC Chapel Hill's Medical Center in Orange County, and then there's Wake Med in Wake County, and we do not have data from those particular health centers, so you know that's a limitation of this analysis, that we only have data really from the Duke Health System, which is really that center county, and so we're missing some piece of the puzzle here, but residents from all three counties do attend Durham hospitals. So this is a map of the percent of patients per block group that were readmitted within 30 days. So there's not a lot of spatial patterning going on here, but we can see that you know up in some areas up to 25% of patients were readmitted within 30 days. This next map here is the actual spatial clustering result. So this is the result of the ICAR analysis, and so what's going on here is we have you know the red areas are areas where there's a statistically significant cluster of patient readmissions. And that central area in Durham, it's not surprising to see that there because that's where the two hospitals are. So we see a lot of clustering around the hospitals themselves. Those areas are also economically and demographically, we know from experience working in Durham County, those areas are high minority, high poverty, a low socioeconomic status. And then the kind of the blue clusters you see down in Wake County are areas of clustering of significant low clusters of readmissions, right? So areas where there's a lot of clustering going on where patients are not being readmitted at a statistically significant rate. And you know that's not surprising either based on what we know about what's going on there in Wake County. Wake County, especially those clusters, are areas of higher socioeconomic value. So our conclusions from this analysis, and we're still writing up these manuscript, but our conclusions are that clustering of readmissions persisted after controlling for patient and admission level factors in our univariate and adjusted analyses. There were elevated readmission rates that were most strongly associated with length of stay and with increased patient age. So we actually ran three models here. So the first model was just geography. That was kind of our null model, just looking at the geographic clustering. Our second model, we incorporated patient demographics, so things like age, sex, race, etc. And our third model incorporated clinical information, so length of stay, and also the disease categories that I mentioned before. So things like, was the patient readmitted for a cardiac issue or a respiratory issue, a cancer issue, things like that. And so there wasn't really any effect of incorporating those disease categories. We didn't see much effect there. So what a patient is being readmitted for didn't seem to matter in this analysis. But length of stay was probably the most important factor that we saw. So the longer that a patient stays in the hospital the first time around, the more likely that patient is to be readmitted within a 30-day window. And then the effects of the adding the neighborhood characteristics were also strong. So as I mentioned, clustering was most significant in central Durham, and we're not surprised by that due to the presence of the hospitals there and also known neighborhoods there of low socioeconomic conditions. So I'd like to thank Michaela Dinan, who's our lead on this project, and Kevin Shulman, the PI for this project, and everyone at the Children's and Rydell Health Initiative, and I'll take any questions.
When you did the distance to, you said that the only thing that varied in the adjusted and non-adjusted odds ratio was the distance to hospital. One, how did you do the distance to hospitals, and why do you think that varied?
So the distance to hospitals, we actually did it two ways. We did it as a crow flies, Euclidean distance, and we did a network distance.
Okay.
The network distance was the one that varied, and I'm not sure. I don't have a good explanation for that, actually. But
interesting.
Yeah.
And then the last question on that was, why you said that you often see clustering around the hospitals. Why is that?
Yeah, I think that might just be a presence-absence awareness thing. You know, the people who live around Duke University Medical Center or Durham Regional, you know, because it's there, it's easier to get to, transportation issues perhaps, but we do see, you know, it's also not coincidental that those areas are areas that have high minority, especially around Durham Regional.
Okay.
That hospital was intentionally put there in an area of low socioeconomic standing. So, I'm thinking it's just an issue of being able to get there.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yeah. Any questions? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll rephrase that. So there were slight associations between the reason they went in and readmission, but nothing significant. Yeah, and there are probably relationships between length of stay and the reason for admission. We didn't look at that specifically, but you know, I'm willing to bet that, you know, if you're in for cancer, for example, your length of stay may be longer, but what we saw was that length of stay was consistent across various health endpoints. So it wasn't like length of stay was more strongly associated with just one. It was like several areas where length of stay was shorter or longer. So, that was the most significant factor we saw. Right. Yeah. So, you know, we did look at what hospital they were being readmitted to just in our basic summary stats here. And, you know, most of our readmissions come from Duke University Hospital. That's not surprising. You know, it's probably hard to see, but that's the top three rows there are Duke Raleigh, Duke Regional, and then Duke University Hospitals. And most of our readmissions and most of our patients were coming from the main hospital, which is Duke University Hospital. We didn't specifically look at whether patients with certain insurance or certain ethnic groups are coming from or being readmitted to certain hospitals, but we could certainly do that. That's a good point of clarification. All right. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.